Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. CEO, ex-CEO Elon Musk filing suit against a group of advertisers saying a boycott cost his company billions of dollars. So, Kurt, let's start with what Musk is claiming. What does he say in the suit?
Yeah, well, he's saying that this group, this industry trade group, is essentially behaving in anti-competitive practices because they, you know, recommended to members of their group to not advertise on X, or at least be careful advertising on X shortly after Elon took over a couple of years ago. Their whole thing is, you know, hey, we're looking out for brands. We're trying to make sure that brands aren't putting their messages and content near things that could be problematic. Elon's thing is that the power of this group, he believes, is, you know, overstepping, and that when they make a recommendation, they can really hurt a business, and in this case, his business.
Well, these advertisers and even that group, they're not obligated to stick with Twitter at the time.
No, not at all. And that's sort of the, you know, argument here against this lawsuit, right, is that does anybody owe Elon Musk and X their business? I think the answer to that is no. And if, you know, there's a recommendation from this group that says, hey, this might not be a good place to spend, it's more on Elon and his team's, you know, plate to figure out how do we rectify that relationship, or how do we change that narrative. It's not that any one advertiser owes X anything.
I remember when that happened and the advertisers were, you know, just falling by the wayside, dropping like flies. And are any of them commenting on the suit saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we did what we thought was best for our brand?
You know, I haven't seen the individual advertisers come out and comment. It's possible that some have and I missed it. But I think this has sort of, you know, been a narrative that we've been talking about now for 2 years with Elon and X, right? Which is that a lot of these brands did leave early on, and many of them have either not come back or come back in a limited way. And a big part of that is Elon's own behavior, right? We've seen him say things about advertisers that were very inappropriate. We've seen him post you know, conspiracy theories or misinformation or other things as the CEO of this company. And so if you're a marketer, you have to weigh, like, what is the benefit of being on X? And for a lot of brand conscious marketers, the risk is just not simply worth it for them.
Has anyone ever tried to sue someone else for not advertising on their platform?
I don't remember this being a lawsuit situation before. You may recall during the pandemic, I think it was 2020, that summer, a bunch of advertisers boycotted Facebook. And their argument was, you know, that Facebook wasn't doing enough to sort of police speech as well. And, you know, it lasted for a couple months. It was a lot of bad press. It cost Facebook some business. But ultimately, everyone, you know, eventually came back. There was certainly no lawsuit involved. So this is the first time I've seen someone go this route. Again, it's hard to imagine that he'll be victorious here, because these advertisers don't owe X anything. There's nothing that states that they have to go spend their money there.
This must be really making it difficult for CEO Linda Yaccarino, because I remember when they hired her, her whole job was to bring the advertisers back.
Exactly. You know, I've said several times in the last, you know, year plus since she took that job, it really feels like the one of the worst jobs in tech to me, because she is working to build this business, build relationships, you know, convince people that X is a safe place to spend their money. And then she has an owner, a boss, who's sort of constantly unraveling.
Yeah, he's like blowing up all her work.
It is, yeah. You know, you're going and you're building something, and someone comes right behind you and just knocks it down consistently, right? So I don't think it's I think it's a tough job. At the same time, she's now stuck it out for more than a year. I don't think we should feel sorry for her at this point. She's sort of, you know, chosen that this is the route she wants to go. But I do think, you know, she's trying to fight against her own boss in a lot of ways. And I think that's a tough place to be.
That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes up at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.